Yes, ma'am. Hi, everybody. As you can tell, my voice is like not here. We just flew in from Reston, Virginia, which is in the Washington, D.C. area. And, man, I'm excited. I get so excited every time I hear everybody's voices and their names on this call. In fact, it brought tears to my eyes to know that many of you made it home. I was really just praying for a lot of people last night as the storms had hit. And I know people had drove very, very far. I know Eileen and Ed are on the phone right now from their cell phone, and they drove 600 miles to come to the training seminar this past weekend. Talk about commitment. And I believe, and we talked about, they're very seasoned, wise individuals in their 70s, I believe, who made a major commitment. I know Ed had just had knee surgery and made the commitment to drive 600 miles to see what this training seminar was all about. And so please excuse my voice and my lower energy level. I just spent two straight days pouring my heart, my guts, my mind, my soul into people and doing everything I possibly could to help people's businesses go to the next level and learn from each other. We just had an awesome, awesome, phenomenal weekend. And a little bit later, I'm going to have a few people just share what the weekend meant to them and what they gained from it. And the impact that it had on their lives. And so all of you that are on the call, I want you to be thinking about that, because I'm going to open up the lines a little bit later and have you share what's happened, what the experience was like over that weekend. Before I get, I just want to make a couple of announcements. And some of you Californians are going to be very happy about this, and many of you from Montana will be very happy about this as well. We are going to be having another seminar. We had just an amazing response in Reston, Virginia this weekend, and we had a lot of people from California fly out to the event. Well, there's been such a huge demand for California to have another seminar that February 28th and 29th, we will be in the Sacramento area with a First Steps to Success training seminar, the same thing we just did last weekend. And this is a powerful tool for you to be able to build leadership in your business. It's a very powerful tool that truly is second to none on how it will take 6 months off the learning curve of your personal business, but more importantly, take 6 months off of your people's learning curve in the business. And to be quite honest with you, most people don't last 6 months if they're not seeing success right away. And if you really want to see your distributors succeed, you want to get them in front of this two-day training seminar, because they come out of that thing making sales, recruiting people into their business, making things happen. And that's how you make wealth in network marketing, as well as any other business, is by the one who makes things happen. And so if you truly would like to see your people succeed, and that's what the business that we're in is, helping other people succeed, and most of us do not have a clue on how to make that happen, this training seminar will be used to be able to make that happen for you. You know, one of the biggest things that comes out of that, and what will come out of February 28th and 29th in Sacramento, is your people's commitment level is going to go sky high. Most people come into these 2 days events with lots of excuses, lots of commitment issues, lots of reasons why they do not think they could make it in this business. They bring in all kinds of baggage from their past, disbelief, worry, anxiety. They bring in absolute doubt about their ability. They bring in insecurities. They bring everything with them when they get started in this business. And although they see an opportunity and think they can make it happen, they got all this other stuff carrying on their backs that says, I don't think I can do it. And that's what happens with all of us. I mean, that's how it was for me. It took me months to get serious about my business because I really didn't think I could make it. I didn't think I had what it took. I was completely insecure. I never had anybody ever tell me that I was going to amount to anything. In fact, my father told me I was fat, ugly, and stupid, and never going to do anything right, never succeed in anything. And every male figure that I had in my life up until I got started in network marketing at the age of 19 told me the same thing. And so I brought in all kinds of unbelief and self-confidence and self-worth issues. And it wasn't until I failed for 6 months that I finally invested into an education for myself. I failed for 6 months in the business, went to a training seminar that really showed me and took my commitment level through the roof, because my commitment level at that point was, well, if this doesn't work out, then I'll just quit anyway. And so after that seminar, oh, my gosh, it was amazing what happened to me, absolutely amazing. My commitment level got so strong, and my conviction was out of this world. And because of that, here I am now 20 years old, signing up 40, 50 people in a month, made $4,000 in 8 days after that first training seminar, and my second check was $11,000, and have earned a six-figure income in this business pretty much ever since. And so I know that all of you would like to see your distributors have an insane commitment level, an awesome conviction level, have powerful skills, professional skills in closing, recruiting, retailing, building a customer base, leading a sales organization, building a real live breathing company that is out there knocking sales records over. And if that's what you want to have in your business, then you've got to put your distributors in front of somebody who knows how to make those things happen while you learn how to make that happen on your own. And so that's what we just finished doing this past weekend. And some powerful things are coming out of that training seminar like it does every single time that we do it. And so, again, February 28th and 29th, Sacramento, you can go to my website right now and register for that training seminar that's happening in February for the Sacramento event. And it's only, and check this out, you are not going to believe the price of it. It makes some people upset that it's too inexpensive because it belittles the actual event. In fact, people in the past have paid $500 up to $1,000 for this type of thing. In the corporate world, $2,000 a head for something like this. The seminar, if you do not pre-register, is $300. If you pre-register, it's only $197. And so I know these seats are going to be filling up fast. There's no question about it because of the momentum that we have coming out of Reston. So anyway, my topic tonight is going to be about you telling your story and about you creating your story. And I'm not talking about out of thin air. I'm talking about out of results. And this is a very important topic because a lot of people mess this up. And if there's something that I've worked hard with my personal sales force, it has been just that. Make sure that they tell their story correctly. And there's a reason for that. There's a lot of people that just da-da-da-da-da-da and blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah. And they miss it altogether. And they don't tell their story in a way that is impacting to other people. And see, and you need to write this down. Facts tell, stories sell. That's a reality in our business. It's the stories that sell it. And if you don't believe me, turn on late night television and turn on a half an hour infomercial. And what you're going to see that they're doing is they're playing an infomercial for 30 minutes. 29 and a half of those minutes is all testimonials. All stories. Either it's the story about that product that they're selling or it's the testimony of the people who have had success on that product. And so the important thing is that you get your story right. And really, I've worked hard with my personal sales force, and I'm going to work hard with you tonight. I wish I had the time and the availability to sit every one of you down like I do in some of the training seminars that I do and actually teach you and have you tell me your story, and I take the stuff out that is blah, blah, that means nothing, and pulls the powerful stuff out of your testimony so that you can just go tell that story wherever you go, and you will watch people getting started in your business and see it duplicate down line. Okay, so these are the two things that your prospect wants to know after they've sat through your business presentation or they're sitting through your business presentation. When you have the part in your presentation about the products, and then there's also testimonials about the product, and then there's testimonials about the compensation plan. You should have testimonials for those two things. So in the midst of your product testimonial, they just want to know what are the stinking results. They want to know what was going on with you before and what's happened since. They don't want a dissertation. They don't want a long, drawn-out story. For example, let's say, because nutrition is like the easiest one to point out, let's just say that, let's talk about weight loss because that's the easiest one that all of you guys will be able to relate to. Let's just say that I'll give you mine when I first started many years ago in the weight loss industry. And by the way, let me preface this because I know there's a lot of you that are brand new in the business right now. This call is not promoting any company. This call is not a call to get you involved in any business. This call is totally designed to equip you in your business that you are currently in. And to be honest with you, it doesn't matter what product line, what company you're in. The only variable in your personal success is you. And so nothing else matters because I have had success and failure in this business. It's never been because of the product compensation plan or company. It's always been up to me. And so that's what I want to tell you. You decide how far, how fast you go. And so don't feel like we're going to talk to you about any product or whatever, and don't get curious about which one I'm in, because I'm not going to tell you anyway, and I don't care what you try to do to get it out of me. You're not going to find out. So anyway, so let's just say that when I after being homeless and my husband drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, and all that kind of stuff. After being homeless, I started in the weight loss industry. And this is what was important, that I had my own personal testimony. But before I had my own personal testimony, because facts tell, stories sell, when I was living homeless on that beach, all I did was tell my sponsor's story, because I didn't have one yet. I was 50 pounds overweight. And she had lost 160 pounds on that particular product. And so I heard some women talking about wanting to lose weight, and I just said, you know what? I know this gal in San Diego who lost 160 pounds on this product. And they went, oh, my gosh, where do I get it? And that's how that happened. And it was the testimonials. And they began to ask me questions. I'm like, dude, I don't know. I'm not selling this stuff, because I wasn't. I wanted nothing to do with network marketing at that moment in time. And I said, but all I know is Kim lost 160 pounds on this stuff. If you want to lose weight, you should call her. And so here's the deal. All they cared about was, does it work? The only thing that proves that your product works is your personal testimony or the testimonies of others to prove that it works. And so they want to know, okay, for example, if you're heavy, so this was mine. You know, prior to getting started on that product, I was 50 pounds overweight. So I'm stating what the problem was. The problem was my rear end was too big. That was my problem at the time. And so I got started on this product, and I've lost 50 pounds. Do you understand? State the problem. Got on this product. Here's the result. That's all they want to know. How much? How fast? That's it. Problem? How much? How fast? Problem? How much? How fast? And it's got to be that fast. So if you are in a business where you're currently doing business presentations, one-on-one presentations, you're doing conference call presentations, oh, there's nothing more that drives me batty than conference calls when people are going on and on and on and on, and they are not getting to the point. How much? How fast? If you are not getting to the point of how much, how fast, you have lost the listener, especially on a conference call, because there's no living, you know, there's nobody right there face-to-face captivating them. People get bored. And so the important thing is if you're personally doing conference call or you are a testimony on a conference call, how much, how fast, why? Listen to me. Could you imagine, bam, 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 10, 15 testimonials of this is the problem, how much, how fast? People will be drilled, and what happens is their faith gets built, and they get sold on the testimony, on the product. They buy you. They don't buy that product. They're buying you. Therefore, you got to learn how to market you, and you market you by telling stories and not the facts, because facts tell people things that they need to think about. Stories is what sells them, and I'm telling you, if you don't believe me, whatever. Go to the television, man, because that television, all those commercials are nothing but stories. That's it. Either they create a story, some theme kind of a story or what have you, but that's the thing that makes it work. Okay, so on the business side, and I want you to think about this because this is how I used to run my conference calls. Bam, 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 bam. Just story after story after story after story after story. People are just like, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. Hearing all these different testimonials, I'm telling you, pounds them into getting the checkbook out and writing that check to get started on that product line. It's never the facts. It's only the stories. Okay, so on the testimonial side of the compensation plan, same thing. They want to know two things, how much, how fast. You do want to build a bridge by stating what the problem was, how much, how fast. And so you want to state something like this, prior to getting started. The name of my company, my training company, and my training company is not a network marketing company. My seminar company for years was called Total Health. And so I'd say prior to getting started with Total Health, I was a cocktail waitress who had $2.03 to my name, and I was completely homeless. I got started with Total Health and came out of my training seminar, made $2,000 in 10 hours. Next month, $6,500. Next month, $10,000, made $250,000 my first year. Hello. And this is so important. That is such a powerful story. This was the problem. This is where I was. This is where I'm at now. How much? How fast? Because what it does is it creates urgency. And urgency is a powerful ingredient in your presentation. It is a powerful ingredient in your business. It's a powerful ingredient in moving your sales force forward. Now, let me tell you why. You know, there was a question that came from Kathy Early. Email me a question. Again, go to my website, DannyJohnson.com. If you would like me to cover a particular topic on these conference calls, email me your questions, and I will handle them. But January 28th, which was last Tuesday, I got an email from Kathy. And Kathy says, what would you say to a person who is ready to give up? Stories. Do you know how many times I wanted to quit this thing? So many times. Why? Because people are mean sometimes. And I'm not talking about the people that say no. That's nothing. When you're attached to yeses and nos, then, yeah, you can get discouraged. I'm talking about just some people are mean, you know, political people, people that like to gossip, things like that, people that you help and you pull out of the gutters who are going nowhere and you teach them how to become a millionaire. Those people can be mean. Well, I've been there, but let me tell you what kept me keeping on was stories. Oh, my gosh. Stories is what kept me going on. I remember early on in my business when I met this woman, at a convention, and she was an unemployed preschool teacher. Beautiful, dynamic woman, someone I wanted to be like someday, and I'm 20 years old and gawky. And I had my picture taken with her, and I had a picture of her. And I remember putting this picture, and I carried this picture with me for years, and I put it in my briefcase, and every day I would open up that briefcase, hold it up, and I would look at her, and I said, if she can do it, I can do it. She was uneducated. She was an unemployed preschool teacher who made $6.25 an hour, the most she had ever made in her life, and made $250,000 her first year, became a millionaire her second year, has made millions of dollars in the industry. And so that story, Kathy, is what's going to keep your people keeping on. And the other thing that's going to keep them going is encouragement and reminding them of their dreams and that they can do it, because if XYZ person can do it, so can they. So anyway, there is the answer to that question. But anyway, stories is what gets them in, what keeps them in, and what gets them to go to work. Testimonials are powerful, which is why you want your people on every conference call that your company has to offer. You want your people on this Monday night conference call. Why? Because the testimonies that are spoken on this call help to encourage people. They find someone that they can relate to. Here's another great, fabulous testimony. And here again, and this is so important, and I wish I had a sample little bleep that I could, you know, give you on the how much, how fast, because it drills people. Here's a prime example. So let's say, and by the way, you want the largest testimonial being told last. But I have this girlfriend of mine named Rohini that I've worked with for the last 12 years. 12 years ago this month, she went to her first steps training seminar, had lots of problems. She was unemployed architect and engineer, and flew 6,000 miles to go to her first training seminar on 36 hours notice. Her brother's life had massively been changed, and Siva was at the training seminar this weekend. I think it was his 80th first steps to success that he'd ever been to. And she heard in 36 hours notice that she needed to fly to Honolulu, Hawaii for a training seminar, which is 6,000 miles away from Washington, D.C. And she had no money. She was unemployed. And he said, well, not only are you going, you're not going alone. You need to bring somebody with you. And she says, well, I can't afford it. He goes, then you can't afford not to. The reason why you got to be there, because if you don't have the money, you're never going to get the money, so you better go find it now. And so she did. And the person that she got to go with her was a guy by the name of Dean, who they had been casually seeing her. And she used his money, and they flew. She says, you need to take me to Hawaii tomorrow. And so anyway, went to her first training seminar, did $14,000 worth of personal group volume out of the first training seminar. Went to her second training seminar, did $30,000 worth of volume. Did $30,000 worth of volume 3 months in a row. Went on to doing $62,000 in personal group volume, meaning she created that volume from the first of the month to the end, and that was not her sales organization. That was brand new business. So that's a testimony. Her first $10,000 paycheck was after just a few months of being in the business. And so her testimony was, and I can't even remember all of it because this is so long ago, was that prior to getting started, she was an unemployed architect. She was unemployed for a year and a half, severely in debt. Heard about a training seminar, flew on 36 hours notice, 6,000 miles to go to a training seminar. Came out of that seminar, made $2,000 her first 10 hours working her brand new business. Did you hear it? The problem? How much? How fast? Boom, on to the next testimony. You get it? She made $5,000 her second month. Okay? So, I know Carrie, my girlfriend Carrie's on the phone, also made $2,000 her first month working part-time. And she could say that. And Carrie, for example, here's her story. She was a international flight attendant, became a single mother, had a six-week-old child when she heard about this kind of industry for the very first time. She had a couple days notice to go to a First Steps training seminar down in San Ramon, California, had every excuse in the world. I don't have a babysitter. I can't afford it. Da 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 da. And here's how Carrie should tell her story. Prior to getting started, I was a international flight attendant and a single mom and had no way to take care of my child because my job took me out of the country six days a month. Got started, went to my first steps training seminar, came out of that seminar, made $2,000 my first month working part-time. Within just a few months, replaced my full-time job with my part-time business working from my home. I have been involved in my business for 8 years now, and I've completely replaced my full-time job by working part-time, and now she's a mother of three and married. So anyway, look at that. Powerful. Problem? How much? How fast? Now, the problem needs to be a problem that people can relate to. People can relate to a single mom who wanted to stay home with her child. Many women can relate to that. Most women can relate to wanting to be home with their child and have a little business working from home. And I'm only telling women stories. I'm really sorry. I've had lots of men in my business as well. Okay, let me give you one for Hans. My husband, when he first got started, he was 18 years old in the business. So here's another way to tell that story. Prior to getting started, and again, we used our training company name. We never used our company name at that time anyway. But prior to getting started, he was a commercial diver. He sucked scum for a living, and that job was going nowhere real fast. Went to his first training seminar, came out of that, made $500 the first 4 hours that he worked his business. The next month, he made $4,200 at the age of 18. Today, to date, he has earned a six-figure income for the last, I don't know, 8-9 years that he's been in the business. And he's just turned 31. Isn't that pathetic? Anyway, so do you get it? Problem, how much, how fast. Make sure that when you give your story, in fact, Andy, I know he's on the phone right now. We were talking about at this training seminar the difference between traditional business and network marketing or home-based business, and we were talking about all the liabilities, and he said, oh, my gosh. He says, I live that, and I lost hundreds of thousands of dollars in 5 years. And so I said, that's a powerful story. You have to tell that story, and he could say this. My name is Andy, and prior to getting started with this company, I ran my own company for 5 years and worked harder than I've ever worked, longer hours, and lost hundreds of thousands of dollars. It owned me. I went to this training seminar, came out of that, made this much money, and I'm currently building a business, and I know I'm going to make a tremendous amount of money. Boom. You understand? Problem? How much? How fast? Okay? So any part of your story that has that leads people to say, so what? You need to take it out. Absolutely take it out. People don't care about your opinion. They care about their own opinion. Do you understand? People, in fact, opinions are free advice, and that's exactly what they're worth. And that's how people feel about your opinion, of course, unless you are somebody that they have a tremendous amount of respect for, and I can guarantee your friends don't. They knew you back then. I mean back when. Meaning, you know, college days, you got lampshade on your head, you're talking to the porcelain god because you party too much. They knew you during your failures and your successes. And so you don't want to give them you do not ever want to give your unsolicited opinion, and you don't ever want to give your opinion in your testimony. Are you with me? What you need to do is take every part of your story out that where the prospect can say, so what? What are you talking about this for? I don't care. No, they care about the validity of the opportunity that you are offering. And that validity is how much, how fast. And who are you and why am I listening to you? And that is your background. Short background, like me. I was a cocktail waitress, homeless, living out of my car with $2.03 to my name. Got started, made $2,000 the first 10 hours, $6,500 in 30 hours, $10,000 my third month, $250,000 my first year. Went on to become a millionaire in 2 years. You see that? That jacks people up. Okay? And I don't care what your story is, and this is where people get all tripped up, okay? I don't care what your story is. You could be saying, well, gosh, you know, I'm new to the business and I haven't had a lot of success yet. Yeah, join the club. So same with millions of other people. But here's your story. Why did you get in? Your story could be absolutely anything. And I mean absolutely anything. Your story could be, you know, I've worked 20 years in the corporate world and I still am in debt. That's why I got started with this, because this is what's going to get me out of debt. That's your story. Okay? Isn't that awesome? Because that's relating to people. That's building a bridge with people. Let me see what else I have written down here, by the way. We wrote this while I was driving. Can you believe I still have a voice? This is amazing. Here's the other thing. You've got to get out there and create your story right away. Hans and I, this is the first thing we tell our brand new distributors when we get people started. is you have to get out there and create a brand new story now. And when you get somebody started in the business, that is your goal with that brand new person, is to get them their own personal testimony, A, about the products, B, about the opportunity. And I mean within a few days, they got to have some kind of success. Here's a prime example. Hans just brought in a guy by the name of Cal. And this guy got started, and Hans just told him, all you need to do is take the thing that you got started with, okay? And like some of you guys have websites, some of you guys have sales letters that you use, some of you have brochures, booklets, some of you do presentations. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. It all works. All it is exposure and getting the presentation in front of the prospect. And so Hans told Kelly, he says, listen, the first thing we have to do within the next 3 to 7 days is get you your own personal testimony. So we got to get in front of your prospects within the next 24 to 48 hours so that you have a personal story that you can tell people. And here's the deal. And Cal did this. He did everything Hans told him to do. He says, hand this sales letter over to this person, and boom, there you go. The guy went and got his first person, and now he's got his own personal testimony. And so that's what you want to do with your people, is you want to help them get their own personal testimony immediately. And you want to help to teach them how to tell their story right away. And you want to say, you're going to say this story 1,000 times. 1,000 times. And so get it out of the way now. Now, I've probably told my story hundreds of thousands of times through the last 15 years that I've been in network marketing. So anyway, focus here. Creating your story by creating stories for other people. And so here's the deal. This is what's so awesome. And I got to tell you this too. This is also how you can use your story and create momentum. Oh, I need to do a conference call on momentum. Actually, that's a seminar topic. I couldn't do that in 45 minutes. But anyway, here's how you can create some momentum amongst your customers. This is absolutely beautiful. When you do follow-up calls and you follow up with a customer or a brand new distributor, this is what you do. And you always want to have a lot of stuff going on. You want to create all kinds of chaos with your business by talking to a lot of different people. And this is what you want to do. You get on the phone with a customer and you're going to follow them. Hi, this is Danny with XYZ Company. I just really wanted to thank you for becoming our customer. I'm so very grateful that you showed interest in that. How are you doing today? And I'm going to build a rapport with this person. And the way that we build a rapport is by using this acronym called FORM, talking about their family, occupation, recreation, and message. If you want to get really good at that, you need to get the CDs that are on my website from North Carolina or the Carlsbad tapes. Actually, Carlsbad doesn't go through it as detailed. The CDs from North Carolina, it's 10 CDs, 10 hours of training. It's a 2-day training seminar captured on CD for only $97. And so, anyway, so you can go to that and learn how to form them. But anyway, so I'll just start building a rapport with my client and say, well, you know, you've been on the product for 3 days. How's it going? Tell me the 3 things that you feel are working best for you with that product. And they'll start to talk, well, you know, I like the way it tastes, or I like the way it's working, or whatever. And I'll get them telling me how much they like that product. I'll say, well, I just got to tell you, I just got off the phone with Jim, and Jim is having a glorious time on the product as well. He also has told me he feels better, and he's staying focused, and he really is having his goal as well. So now this is telling Sarah that, hey, there's somebody else. I'm not the only customer. There's somebody else that has an interest in this stuff. And I start to build curiosity about Jim. And then when I get on the phone with Jim, I tell him about Sarah. And I just now talking about my customers to my customers. In fact, I've also done this where I've gotten them on 3 ways with each other and get them talking to each other, because it builds client loyalty. And that's what you want. You want rapport being built. You want relationships being built amongst each other. And I'll start talking about each of them and say, hey, let me get them on the phone right now. You can meet them. Boom. They talk on the phone. They start emailing each other, chatting in chat rooms, whatever. And so that's exciting, and that's fun. That creates a little bit of loyalty and can also create momentum. And here's this. I'll say something like this. Sarah, you know, it's so funny. Jim's feeling so good on it. He just gave me 3 names of people that he knows that he wants them to feel just as good as he does. Isn't that awesome? I mean, that's how great he's feeling about it. Do you know of anybody that wants to feel as good as you are on that product? And I'm telling you, just out of straight competition, depending on the personality, they'll say, oh, man, I can think of 5 people. And that kind of stuff does happen. Anyway, so there you go. Use your story for everything. Teach your people how to create their own story. Get their story right away. And then this is the other thing. You can add to your story on a weekly basis. It's so beautiful. You could say, you know what, just last week I brought in 10 new reps or enrollees or distributors or whatever it is that your company calls them. I brought in 10 new people and made an extra $1,000 last week. Oh, do you know what that does? For example, we have a flight attendant that is working with us that's been to the last three seminars. She went, started in Sacramento, then November in Reston, and then this past Reston one, and had 9 people with her in Reston, Virginia. And the testimony is compounding, and that's how you want to do it. You want your testimony to be compounding on a monthly basis or on a weekly basis. And that's how you can keep in touch with your distributors to say, oh, and I got to tell you this. This is another thing that motivates your people. And Hans and I have done this for years and years and years. You want to compound your story in the form of email to your people, thank you cards to your people, whatever, as you talk to them. And this isn't what it needs to be. Like this. Okay, well, just to let you know, last month we made an extra $5,000. And then here's the following, let's say, and that was January. January made an extra $5,000. Now we're excited about what's going on. And then here comes February. Just to let you know, man, our check went from $5,000 to $7,000 in a month. I don't know what's happening. Thing is growing. Then here's the next one. Oh, my gosh, January is $5,000. February was $7,000. It's $9,000 in March. Are you with me? Totally keeping them updated on your progress, because, and these could be your prospects, some people that might be in your autoresponder, letting them know how your business is progressing, and it's all about testimony, especially the email, because you don't want to be writing these long, boring emails because people won't read them. But they will read a testimony. Hey, I hope things are going great. Just wanted to let you know, last week I made an extra $500. And that's it. Or here's this. Hey, things are going great. Just want to let you know I got Jim Kitson started back in, 2 weeks ago. Jim's already made an extra $700 working part-time. Okay. Then, 2 weeks later, hey, I just wanted to let you know. And this could be just an email blast to prospects who have shown interest. They've taken a look at it, whatever, or following up with some of your customers, following up with other distributors, just to let you know. We got Chris started. And Chris just last week, first week, made $200 part-time, brand new at the business, no experience. Stories sell, folks. Facts tell people, but stories sell. And that is so powerful. Man, if you could just, and again, I mean, my whole purpose with these training seminars, with these calls, is that you could get the confidence and have the skill and professionalism in your opportunity, in that beautiful home-based business that you have. You could be dropped with a parachute out of an airplane and have a cell phone, a briefcase, and know that you could build a giant business no matter where it was that you landed in the United States. Well, maybe not in Fargo. Give me a break. I don't care where you're at. You can build a business in America. There's no question about it. If I could start in a town of 5,000, then you can start in any place that you're at right now. Anyway, I'm gonna have a few people just come out and tell me what was last weekend like for you. I want to hear the things that impacted you. I want you to share the things that you learned, because that can help glean for these other people. They can gain some nuggets from you. And so real quick, we just want to captivate your story here live. So hold on a second. I'm unmuting the lines. If you have a lot of background noise, you can press *6, like a television's going, a baby is crying, traffic from a cell phone, whatever it is, you can press *6 to keep your line muted so that you don't interrupt the call. And so I'm going to unmute it right now. Hold on. Okay, we're live.
To send a numeric.
Okay. Everyone who had background noise muted their phone. Okay, so I hope if you have pressed *6 and you want to talk, I won't be able to hear you. Okay, so who's out there that was with me last weekend that loved to just share about what happened for you last weekend?
This is Dina from California.
Hey, Dina, you made it home.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Did.
Go ahead, just real quick. How did you this past weekend?
What impacted me the most and what I'm focusing on, I'm actually going to write it down and focus on, is I run my own business out of my home. I've had to hire employees, move into an office, a lot of stress. When you went over the entire fact of what this industry gives you, it gives you the leadership, the brilliance in the executive staff, the doctors, I mean, whatever business you're in. You don't have to do anything but go out and share your products and your testimonies, and the stress is on someone else's back, and that is what I love.
Isn't that so rad? It is, because when you go out in traditional business, holy smokes, man, the burden is so heavy. And in this industry, oh, and this is what's so amazing to me, because I talked about this quite a bit. People don't realize with what business they're in. They don't realize the blessings that they have. Andy, in fact, Andy, I know you're on the phone because I heard you from Cincinnati.
Yeah, I'm here.
There you are. Andy, you kind of had a little bit of an impact on that as well. I saw you shaking your head. Can you share a little bit about that?
Going into business for yourself?
Yes.
Well, a couple of things. First of all, it cost a small fortune, then we lost a small fortune. Mm-hmm. And the second thing was that you're allowed to work as many hours as you can possibly fit into the day for a lot less money.
Yep, and that's the truth. And the beautiful thing about our industry is that, and here's the hard thing about the traditional business. You're wearing so many hats. So many hats. You're running so many departments. When you own a small business, you run so many departments. And what I mean by you wear so many hats is, okay, you deal with employees. You're hiring employees. You have to deal with their political stuff. You got to deal with the manufacturing. You got to deal with when the computers are screwing up. You got to deal with problems in shipping. You got to deal with problems with the programming. You know what I'm saying? I mean, all of you got to know what I'm talking about. You have to wear all those hats and solve all those problems. The beautiful thing about network marketing is some company president that you signed up for, he has to take care of all that crap. And I love that. And I know because I ran my own network marketing company for 4 years. And I'm telling you, I'll never do that again. Ever in a million years would I ever want to go down that road again. That is just, not fun.
Danny?
And those guys that do it, man, awesome people. Never would want their job.
Hey,
they don't make enough. Yes, who is that?
Andy.
Hi.
The other part of it is, too, you have to be able to do everybody's job, because if somebody calls in sick, you're it. And in network marketing, if one of my distributors gets sick, I usually don't even know it.
Exactly. It's awesome to me. Okay, anybody else out there want to share what may have impacted you, one or two or three things that might have impacted you the most out of the weekend?
Hey, Danny. Chris here from... How are you?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Good. Awesome. Quickly, how to qualify personality types, hear their needs, not yours, don't sell.
Yep.
And I tell you, the other big impact for me personally was it gave me clarity on exactly not only where to go with my business, but also the ministries that the Lord's given me.
That's awesome. That's
very
awesome.
Powerful. So.
Thank you. Anybody else?
This is Marla.
Hi, Marla.
Hi, Danny. I had such a fabulous time, and I think two of the huge things that I got out of it were, actually three, the number one thing that I think I get out of every time I see you is just recommitment, like you were talking about. It's just, it fires you up to get out and do more and be better and be a better you. The other thing was try is a dumb word. And there's no such thing as trying. It's an excuse, so just do it.
Right.
The more you try, the less you do. So those were two huge things for me, and it was just awesome. I could go on for hours, but those are
Marla, and I understand that you came out of there with an intense goal and a focus for this month. And what's that goal?
Well, I am going to bring 10 people to the Sacramento seminar.
That's awesome.
So that's my intense goal. Because that's intense for me. That's a huge goal. And I'm going to make it. I'm going to exceed it. So you better have room.
Oh, I love it. That's awesome. And you know what? Recommitment is everything. There's lots of distributors out there that have no commitment. In fact, Karen, where are you?
I am here.
Okay, I want you to talk about that because that was a major ta-da for you.
Well, you know, yeah. Danny, your seminar is a visceral experience. I feel today like my molecules have been rearranged somehow. It's like the best supplement you've ever taken, you know? And really what you do is make everyone get to the core of their excuses. And I think, you know, you can talk about technique and you know, theory and sales technique and everything, but that is the root of everything. And I thank you, and I can't wait to see how this impacts me professionally and personally.
Yeah, it was interesting because, Karen, I think your question was that you, and this is what brought this up, was the question of how do you approach your friends and family members? This is what it was. How do you approach your friends when you haven't had success yet or you're so new to the business, you haven't yet had enough success? You know, how in the world are they going to listen to you?
Right.
Remember, that was your question.
Right.
And in that question was just an excuse. And Karen is a very powerful, very successful woman. She's a professional opera singer. Travels all over the world, speaks how many, four languages?
Well, three.
Oh, three languages.
Well, four with English, I guess.
Well, hello, that's four. She speaks four languages, okay? Here's a powerful, stunning woman who is, like, dressed to the nines, okay? And I'm like, you're worried about people respecting you? What in the world is wrong with this woman? You know, and I said to her, I said, I think the real core issue is, have you yet made a decision that you're going to make this thing happen? And that was it. It was all about commitment. That if you're going to try this thing out, I promise you it's not going to work. But if you're going to make this thing happen and you're going to truly build a company for yourself, then when you go to talk to those prospects, this is your posture. I am going to build a multi-million dollar empire, and I need some help. I have some positions to fill because the demand for my product line is enormous. It's a multi-billion dollar industry, and I do not have enough people to carry me to building this multi-million dollar empire. And that posture, that commitment, what happens is they hear that, they're like, oh my gosh, she's going to do this without me. Okay, I'm in. And it does. It changes from you begging and selling and convincing to, this is where I'm going. I don't know if you have the qualities of the person I'm looking for. I believe that you do have some skill that I need. Let's talk about how we can work together in some kind of a partnership. So anyway, that was really, really awesome, and I appreciate that. Because, yes, the bottom line is I don't care how great your technique is. I don't care how much knowledge you have. I don't care how much skill you have. If you have excuses, you're going to do nothing. And the definition of an excuse is a well-planned lie. Bottom line. And, man, I am passionate about helping people get over their excuses and getting to the bottom line core of what they are, getting to the root, canceling that fruit, and let's get out there and make things happen. That's the bottom line. Anybody else want to share what
This is Fawn.
Hi.
Hi. Danny, being with you in person, in your physical presence, was so powerful. And what I want to share is how we did this whole exercise on getting the clue. Ding, 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 ding. And inside it's ding, 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 ding. And outside it's so cool and smooth. And we got to do that exercise, and I got to see you model that, because I asked a lot of questions. You would answer my questions, but you really got my clues, and you went to my heart. You made sure that what was written inside my heart, I saw it. And what, in the exercise of really learning the different types of people and accepting all of them as they are, and letting them be who they are, and letting them give me their clues, and they can come into the business as they are. You opened up, 75% of the world that I was not talking to.
Isn't that amazing? That was a huge revelation, because here's what we do. Fawn in her business is very focused on helping people, because that's what's passionate for Fawn. And what she noticed when we split everybody up into personalities was that most of her people were of the personality of wanting to help people. And she thought, is it just that it's easy to get them started? And I said, no, that's because that's what you focus on. Because what you focus on is what you get good at. And what you like about your business opportunity is what you sell about your business opportunity. So if you're that of the person, and I had Margaret, you all remember Margaret. Margaret was a wonderful Asian woman who there sat in the front row the entire seminar, little tiny 4'11" woman, quiet as a little mouse, sat in the front row right to my right the entire seminar. How she got the front row, I don't know.
Oh, she was there.
She was there. Anyway, this is what's in her. She came up to me and she says, Danny, it's so awesome. She goes, you know what? I normally just don't like rubies, because all they ever talk about is money, 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 money. And I don't care about money. I care about helping people. And you're the first person that if you talked about money, you said, get out of debt. You said, let's help people get what they want out of life. And here's what's interesting. People for years have blown someone like Margaret out of the business because they sold what they liked about it, which was the money. And so if you focus on what you like out of the business, let's just say we'll cover this because this is important. And this is what Fawn was talking about, and this is just enormously huge. Let's say that each personality group, there's four basic personality groups, okay? let's say that the population is divided up in these four personality groups, which means 25% of the people care about having fun, 25% care about helping people, 25% care about money, and 25% care about facts and figures. Okay, they're analytical. Well, if you just, and this is what Fawn discovered, most of her people are people who like to help people. Why? Because that's the part of her opportunity that she's selling, and she's missing out on 75% of the market. So now that she learned that people have needs and desires, and Fawn, how many times have you listened to my CDs?
Oh, 15.
15 times straight through 10 CDs she's listened
absolutely.
To. Yeah, she's listened to. She listens to them every single day. In fact, I was sitting in front of her on the plane, and guess what Fawn did for that 4.5-hour flight? She listened to my stinking CDs, man. That was very uncomfortable. It really was. I'm like, oh, no. I don't like that someone's listening to me. Anyway, and Fawn has made every single conference call since September 21st is what it was, Fawn, because you came after my September seminar, actually. And that was the first time you said your name. I remember it.
Okay.
So anyway, she's listened to every one of these. She's listened to my CDs that talk about personalities and all that kind of stuff, but she got the major revelation when her eyes saw it.
Yes.
It's one thing to hear. We all learn in different ways. It's one thing to hear it on CD. It's another thing to see it with your own eyes because the seminar is so interactive. But Fawn had said, and many of you, if you can get this concept, that if you don't sell what you like about your opportunity, you have to sell what the person likes. And you can only find that out by finding out what their needs are and what their personality is, and then you customize the presentation to their needs. And so Fawn now, and I'm excited about it because I'm sure that what shows up in Sacramento is Fawn will have more of a market there with her, not just one particular personality type. And it's okay that that's what the case is, but you have to work so much harder because you're going through 75% of the people. And so her market just opened up big time. Yes, who is that?
This is Fawn again. I signed up for Ruby today in my business.
That's awesome, girl! There you go. That is the proof right there.
Right there.
That is the proof right there. Oh, that's awesome. So happy to hear it. That is amazing. Absolutely amazing. I love it. There's the result. Okay, I got time for one or two more testimonies. Anybody else out there want to step out?
Danny, this is Walter.
Hey, Walter.
Hey, Dan. How are you?
Awesome.
Hey, I think one thing that for any of us that have been to one or more of your seminars, it seems like you get something so different out of each seminar you go to. But I think everybody that's talked has kind of tested on everything that I was thinking of. But one additional thing that I got out about this whole network marketing business was to make it fun and not to be stressed about doing your job.
Yep.
And when I think about the traditional business that I own and how much stress I had to be under, like Andy had mentioned, we don't have a fourth of the stress with the business we have, but we stress out so much more than when we have a traditional business.
Yep.
So I really appreciate you for reminding us that make this fun and not stressful.
Yes. In fact, my comment was, if you're not having fun, you're not doing it right.
Yep.
That was my comment. If you're not having fun in your network marketing business, you're not doing it right. And it's fun. And you know what makes it not fun? Is that when we're not doing the job we're supposed to be doing. When we're in management mode, and we're like managing people, we're trying to get people to do things that we want them to do, okay? And I hope you hear what I'm saying. Fawn touched on that. No, people want what they want out of this, not, and this is what I told Fawn. Fawn, all the people you bring in are not going to be like you. They're not going to have your commitment level. They're not going to have your focus. They're not going to have your determination. They're going to have their own. And do not expect for everyone to be like you. Let them be who they are, and I promise you to contribute what they contribute to your business. This business is a bunch of people doing a little bit. And so somebody, their little bit may be $1,000 a month in volume. Another person might be $100 in volume. You appreciate every ounce of it. But here's the point, and Hans and I can just so attest to this for so many years of doing it. This business is such a blast when you are in phase one of recruiting and selling all day long. It is a burden when you are trying to change people. It is a burden when you are trying to make people do what you want them to do. It is a headache and a half when you are trying to convince people to go to work, convince them to do their business, convince them to get over their excuses. It's a terrible burden that way. And that's where we can work together as a team. That's where I'm good. This training seminar, I hope that didn't sound braggart. I hate that. But this training seminar, it's not about me. It's the people that are there, and the dynamics are hugely different every single month when we do this because of the people who are in the room. But when people can get over their excuses, their commitment level rises, and they have a great time. I know that Fawn had a blast signing up that Ruby today. No question about it. And there's nothing more fun than that. And you know what happens? When you're having fun, you know you're doing your business right, you can't sleep. And it's not because you're stressed. It's because you can't wait to get up in the morning. Because you can't wait to get on the phone. Because you can't wait to get results again. And so results makes your business fun. No question about it. Anybody else out there? One more testimony.
This is Margaret.
Hi, Margaret.
Oh. I'm here.
Oh, that's awesome. It's good to hear your voice.
Danny, thank you very much. You helped me over my hurdle. I had gotten your tape. The CDs, listen to them, and your tapes before coming, but the seminar itself really made a difference. On my way home, I actually talked to 3 people. I've never
awesome.
Done that before. And the guy in the taxi, he says, oh, please, come back and talk to me again.
Margaret, this is awesome.
It has never happened before. I have been afraid to talk to people, and that did it. So the door is now open. Thank you, Danny.
Oh, gosh, Margaret, you're making me cry. That is so awesome. That is so completely awesome. I am so proud of you, Margaret, for breaking that barrier and opening your mouth and talking to people. People would so receive you because you're not somebody that they would be afraid that would try to hurt them. You're not somebody that would be that they'd be afraid that you would manipulate them. You're an honest woman, and you can see that the minute you look at you. And so you got to walk in that and continue doing what you're doing. That's so awesome. I'm going to mute out the lines real quick. Hold on. Now I'm all emotionally jacked up, and it's not just because I'm a woman. It's because I really do care about people. Here's something else. If you guys are going to be out there talking to people, what I want you to do is make sure you get their telephone number and not just hand out your card. Don't just be handing out business cards to people without getting their contact information. People lose business cards. You will waste your time. And if you've done that, if you passed out lots of business cards and didn't get their number, just change that now. Okay, now let me ask you this. These testimonies are powerful, and the results have already shown. I know that all of you have distributors who are afraid to talk to people, just like Margaret was. I know you all have distributors who have not yet totally been convicted in their business. I know you all have distributors who have barriers. Don't you want that to change? Don't you want to see them succeed? Don't you want to see them break through like Margaret did? Don't you want to see them get some wisdom like Fawn did with opening up the entire market and recruiting a personality type that she's not recruited before? Don't you want them to realize that God placed them in this place for a reason like Chris did, that this is where he belongs? Andy, realizing, oh my gosh, this is awesome that I don't have to have the stress that I had before. Walter, realizing, whoa, if I'm not having fun, I'm not doing this right. The fun part of it is getting the sales. Look at all of these testimonials. They speak for themselves. Don't you want these people's testimonies to be the testimonies that happen in your sales force? People who got over their excuse like Karen did, got over their reasons why they were going to fail, and came up with one reason why they were going to succeed. I know you have to want that. I know you have to want that. Then you have to walk by faith. And not by sight, not by the sight of your finances that are telling you that you're going broke, not by the sight of thinking that you can't make it happen. You have to walk by faith and not by sight. I need to see you in Sacramento. I don't care what the finances look like. I promise you, you will make it up the first week out of that seminar. I will equip you to do that, and the people in the room will equip you to do that. You will be inspired beyond your reasons of doubt. You will be equipped beyond your lack of self-confidence. You'll be equipped out of that and equipped with skill to make your business go to the level where you deserve it. People perish in this business because of a lack of knowledge. My hope and my prayer is to develop a powerful producing international sales force from lots of different companies, that all of us are of the mindset that we are building an army here of professional networkers, not a bunch of amateurs, but professionals with powerful skill levels. I want to change the numbers of 98% of the population being dead and dead broke. I want more than 2%. We will create millionaires from this army that we're going to build together, and we're all going to be from separate companies, making those companies millions of dollars. But we will rise above and be the cream off the top, a breed above and a breed apart. That's what we will be. That's what I am creating, regardless if you decide to jump on board this or not. Because I will do this. I've done it in the past. I will do it right now. And we will develop a powerful international sales force that will be known. That will be known. People will look to you and say, what did you do different? Man, I knew you win. How can I be like that? Listen, be teachable. Take a step of faith. I'll see you in February. Get on my website. Get on the conference call next week. Pack it out with your guests. Get more people on it so they can bust through their barriers as well. God bless each and every one of you, and I pray you have an awesome, productive week. And you guys email me with questions and email that I can cover on a conference call, and email me your success stories that you're happening. And even like Margaret. Margaret, I want that emailed to me because that is a powerful testimony, and I'm proud of each and every one of you. You all impacted my life this weekend, and those of you who've been through the past seminars, you impacted my life in ways you have no idea. God bless you guys. I'm going to open up the line. Everybody unmute and say good night and God bless you.
Good night. Good night.
God bless you.
Good night. God bless.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.